Fred Film Radio, International Documentary Film Festival, Amsterdam, Netherlands.
Fred Film Radio, I am Matt Micucci from the 2017 ITFA, that is the International Documentary Film Festival of Amsterdam, and I'm very pleased to be joined by director Mohamed Siam. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
And you are presenting a film called Amal. And I guess the first thing that we could do is, for the benefit of our listeners who are not familiar with the film yet, would you like to introduce it a little bit?
Amal, it's a coming-of-age story about an Egyptian teenager whom we followed for 6 years, from the age of 14 until 20. We see her at the beginning of the film, one of the young faces in the square in the Arab Spring, but she's been beaten by the police. And 6 years later, at the age of 20, at the end of the film, we see her joining the police. And we see what's in between, what happened between both, and why, and what happened to the country as well.
At the beginning of the movie, where are we at? What's happening in the country?
At the beginning of the film, we see everything is boiling. All these people and energies are floating or trying to make a difference. There is a lot of hope and utopian atmosphere in the streets of and a lot of anger. A lot of youngsters trying to change things in their own hand. It's in around the square in Egypt where everything started in 25th of January 2011. And afterwards we kind of see the consequences of all of that and the slow aftermath of this decline, or the decline of this uprising. And we see it little by little, it's dissipating, but somehow we see what's rising afterwards. Like as the film is just talking about the coming of age of story of Amal, of her like growing up, we see also the kind of country and the minds of that absorbed the revolution is trying to grow up of this experience and understand what does it mean. Change is very hard things, and what does it mean to change a whole country, a huge country like that of 90 millions. So the film is talking about a lot of themes, but mainly about change and about choices. And
again, this concept of change is very interesting, because through Amal, who is kind of the viewer's hook into the changing situation of the entire country, we understand that history also, or what's happening around us, changes our own lives all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's everything is makes more sense for us when we hear all of these news and like statistics and keep hearing about a whole country. This is what's happening with the whole country. Everything makes sense to us once we see it characterized in one character, and we see it in one clear story that's kind of precise, intensive, and dramatic. And this is what we try to do, and this is at least was my intention and was my approach to her, that her character is just explosive, as you've seen it, but at the same time it represents the whole country and represents the whole the story of this country. And the interesting part about her, that she's literally the embodiment of the whole state, and how both of her and the country is in transitional phase. It's just like this amazing coincidence in the film that Amal is growing up from the age of 14 till 20 at the same time of this very interesting crossroad of history and geography, that the geography in Egypt in this region, and the history of the Arab Spring in this 6 years. These 6 years are just coincide with each other, that Amal is growing up exactly in these very changing and transitional 6 years, where she's transitioning from childhood to womanhood. So it was kind of coincidence, but at the same time, I was aware of it at the very first beginning, and I kept like emphasizing and building on it and understanding how she's kind of like a sponge of absorbing everything and as a mirror, like reflecting all of these changing. So through her, we see all of the country.
A question that I haven't asked you yet, and I probably should, is how did you meet Amal?
Amal, I met her when she was like 13 or 14 by coincidence, and I was doing casting, kind of a straight casting, of some male characters of her group, the group that we talked about, the football hooligans. And because the group is 99.9% are males, they're kind of, this is what I was looking for, male characters, male teenager who are, this is the group age is kind of 12 to 24, something like that. So they were very young, and she was one of them. She was hanging around with them. But I had no idea, like, if that would be my character. I was just, like, saw her among them, but I saw how she's managing herself and carrying herself among all of these guys. And I was impressed how she's kind of very determined just to show that I'm one of the guys all the time. Although she's 13 and she was very neutral as a look and as a voice, everything. Like, she didn't look as a boy or a girl. But somehow she was amazing energy. And you couldn't say anything about her other than amazing energy. You couldn't say amazing girl or amazing feminist or something. She wasn't anything. She was just like trying to say, I'm here, give me some space and don't patronize me.
Because very often stories about any kind of revolution, not only the Egyptian revolution or any other revolution, are very focused, male characters in particular. Sometimes there's no females at all.
Yeah, it's just that it's all the time you could see all of these masses of people, and you could see all those guys. Yeah. And actually, while I'm talking about her as a girl and as a woman and all the woman issues that we could talk about in the film, I'm also talk about like whoever is alienated, whether it's because it's a girl, whether because it's a Christian in a Muslim country, whether because it's someone who's much smaller than the other, or someone who's kind of weaker or more, like I'm talking about whoever cannot cope with that and is still at least fighting for it. Or for me, her being a girl wasn't like the only factor and why I followed her. If she was a guy, I wouldn't think I would hesitate to follow him or her. But later on, once we get in from 13 to 14 to 15 to 16, it became much more important. The idea of the theme of woman issue, or the theme of how to be a woman in the Arab world, it became much, much more interesting. Because, like, until now, all of her choices is always about how to prove as a woman that I will exist in a arena of men, hence her joining the police or being among the football hooligans. It's always part of her decision just to be, not to just go and be the best girl in the group, it's just to be the best girl inside the men group, or the best person, the best guy actually in the guys group, and she proves it all the time. And this is part of why she's kind of determined and persistent like this.
So when you shoot a film about someone's life for such a long period of time, do you become part of their lives, and did Amal become part of your life in a very personal way? Did you feel that bond?
Amal, she's like, since the beginning, we're really very close, and I'm kind of having this position of being like an older brother, male figure. And at the same time, she quite understands that I'm like, will be there for her whenever she needs me and all of that. Like, I think it's it's inevitable as a documentary filmmaker that to be that close to your character. And the whole film is about her. It's not like only one of the few characters or something. She's like the whole film is just in her name and in her story and her all of intimate details. So when she grants you something like that, invisibly she asks you for a lot of responsibility that you have to take it as well. But we were really very close. Like, I know everything about her, everything. Like, I have her passport, ID. Like, I've seen everything. I kind of, she gives me everything, her home videos. Like, she grants me all of this access to her feeling, to her secrets, to sometimes I ask her to do audio diaries, and it's something, there are things that are very private. Sometimes I ask her to write down her own dreams. Like, there are, we did a lot of things like this, kind of somehow it's a training for actors, but this is how I do documentaries as well. But these things that get us too close just to understand everything private about her life and about her childhood. And but I think this kind of film, precisely, it's inevitable to go otherwise. It's we're very close. Until now, we talk all the time.
Very good. Thank you very much for joining us. It's a great pleasure. I wish you all the best.
Thanks a lot. Thank you.
And once again, I remind our listeners that the film is called Amal, and that this is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.